It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Craig. Well, I thought of you guys yesterday as I risked life and limb by doing work over at the Muser bunker. And that included cleaning leaves off the roof in dress shoes.
I told you to stop doing that.
I can do whatever I want.
Up on a ladder, trying to reach over, and we're using a blower.
Yeah, a blower and a stick, because there were clumps of leaves that were clumped up there that I had to use a stick to bust up to get the blower to go. The problem is that once those, and it's a kind of a slick roof. It's not the composite shingle that.
Wait a minute, you're up on the roof?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Uh huh.
And dress shoes.
Yeah, and jeans. Mm. Yeah.
You're asking for trouble.
Not going to end well one day.
No.
And then there's also all sorts of rodents that I'm battling with to exclude them from the property. They've gotten in, hear them skittering around, need to call our fine sponsor, Firehouse. Don't they do exclusion?
Yes, the Attic Seal Service.
Yes, that's what I need. That's what I need, because I'm having to do it myself, and I only have one-way trap. You know, that's where you put it over the hole where they can get out, but they can't get back in. And I was like, well, I don't think they're in right now. So I sealed up one hole and then went to this maintenance closet, basically. Upstairs, opened the door, and then saw the rat skitter across. I'm like, oh, dang it, I sealed him up in here. God. And I got to go, so I just left him inside. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Why don't you throw one of your six cats up there?
Well, because they live at home, and I don't want to take it over to Muser Bunker.
Well, make him do some work. So you're going to work today.
Set them all loose in there. Yeah. I'm sure they could get that thing pretty quickly. But what if there's a fight? Do mice or rats ever fight cats?
I guess the big ones do, maybe the big rats.
Because you never really see the cat injured from a rat, but yet I guarantee if us, a bigger creature, battled a rat, we'd get bit.
Right. Tom and Jerry used to battle quite a bit. That was a documentary about cats and mice.
Some stupid cartoon. I always felt a little ripped off when it was just Tom and Jerry on.
Yeah, it wasn't that great a cartoon.
Like, it was, I wanted bugs. Yeah. Warner Brothers was always the guaranteed humor. That was top shelf. And then sometimes you had to slum it with Hanna-Barbera. And then below that.
You're ridiculous.
Below that is Tom and Jerry.
I'm the cartoon expert, and you are ridiculous.
There's nobody who ranks Hanna-Barbera on the same level as Warner Brothers and Looney Tunes.
And I've never done that. I've always given you Looney Tunes and Warner Brothers, but you don't.
Well, why
have
do you
to...
act crazy that I'm sitting here saying I felt ripped off when I got Hanna-Barbera?
It's not a ripoff. They had, as I've said many times, they had great stuff. They're Hall of Famers too.
Junes, help me out.
Yeah, I'm with you. Warner Brothers number one
by far.
You spent more time watching Hanna-Barbera because he had a deeper roster.
Hanna-Barbera had a deeper but less talented roster. Warner Brothers was pretty clearly cream of the crop.
Right.
They did the best quality stuff.
I'm not arguing.
Hanna-Barbera was just flooding the zone with we'll just put out anything just to just throw some product out there.
And Hanna-Barbera had some good stuff.
Name one that you laughed at.
We're not doing this again.
I don't think that was Hanna-Barbera, was it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then they go down even farther.
No, yeah. Scooby-Doo was good.
Scooby-Doo was?
Scooby-Doo, Jetsons, Flintstones, Quickdraw McGraw.
Scooby wasn't funny. Like, Bugs Bunny was funny.
Right.
A lot of the Warner Brothers stuff was funny. Scooby wasn't funny, but it was good. I never really laughed at Scooby, but I wanted to see if they could solve the mystery.
I hated Scooby's voice. I mean, it did give us fantasies of Velma and Daphne. Daphne clearly superior, although Velma made a comeback. There's people who say they have a crush on Velma, including Doogie Anderson. He was big on Velma.
Velma! They called it Velma.
Yeah, you can find hot artist renderings of Velma out there.
Huckleberry Hound, Secret Squirrel, Magilla Gorilla.
Secret Squirrel?
Yeah, he was a spy.
I don't even remember that.
Was Hong Kong Phooey? That was Hanna-Barbera, I think.
Yeah.
That was good.
Again, just a huge roster.
Underdog.
Yogi Bear.
Who was the shark? Jabberjaws?
Yeah.
See, like, Yogi Bear never made me laugh.
No. I never laughed at those things.
They produced a lot of cartoons, but not a lot of them made me laugh the way Warner Brothers did.
Man, Quick Draw McGraw didn't make you laugh?
No.
El Kabong?
Which one
hilarious.
Was Smutley on?
That was Hanna-Barbera.
Smutley.
Was that, like, he had his own show?
Muttley, yeah.
Okay, Muttley.
That was with Dick Dastardly.
Dick Dastardly.
The Wacky Races.
Had the wheezy laugh. And then
Flintstones,
there were,
American Icons, Hanna-Barbera. Well, all I'm saying is you can't just dismiss
with
Hanna-Barbera as
like
trash.
Like a gay panther.
Oh, Snagglepuss, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I was Hanna-Barbera. And I was funny.
He wasn't funny, even.
Huckleberry Hound. It's just...
I know you can
roster.
Name a lot of the titles. But they're the titles that are on the list of not funny Frank.
Yeah, they were not NFF.
You're both right, and you're both wrong. Because George is right, Hanna-Barbera produced a lot of great stuff.
Thank you.
Flintstones and Scooby-Doo, they legendary stuff. But those weren't necessarily funny. That's where Gordo's right. Most of what you just read off wasn't funny. It was good quality.
Entertainment. Mm.
But Warner Brothers was a much higher level of comedy and quality.
It's better than the crap, this anime BS that they're throwing out now. What the heck is that?
Well, anime is not supposed to be funny.
Okay, well, is it semi-entertaining?
And yes. These
cartoons that are out now outside of SpongeBob.
Watch Death Note.
What's that?
It's a whole series. You need to watch this whole series.
No, I'm just going to dismiss it. Just like you dismiss Hanna-Barbera.
Well, I actually watched Hanna-Barbera.
I was about to sign an agreement to say there's common ground. Yes, deeper roster, entertaining.
This is you opening up the straight.
And you.
If we agree to some deal points.
And the straight of animation.
Warner Brothers was funnier. I give you that. It's a sign on that. And let's just move on with our lives.
No, I'm going to bomb your whole civilization.
No, you're
back into
Iran,
non-existence.
I'm America in this whole
thing. I don't
thing.
Think so.
Yes, I am.
I'm the America because I represent the highest quality, which is Warner Brothers. Iran.
I have cartoon trivia. Who did The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Now, that was funny.
I believe that's Hanna-Barbera, isn't it?
No, that was J. Ward Productions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't think it was Hanna-Barbera, but man.
It was neither. I thought every cartoon was either Warner Brothers or Hanna-Barbera.
Yes, if it was good, it was Warner Brothers, and if it was bad, then it was Hanna-Barbera.
Pull a rabbit out of my hat!
What is that?
That trick never works!
Was that Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Put up my sleeve! Yeah.
See, I never thought... I was always felt ripped off when I got Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, I loved Rocky and Bullwinkle.
That was comedy.
Loved it. Mm-hmm.
The only good things were Looney Tunes and Speed Racer.
Speed Racer... was the sparest
I loved it.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Didn't even match up. Yeah. Stupid
what do you mean
themes,
didn't match up?
The
mouth movement with the dialogue.
That was the style.
Japan.
That was the style.
Speed.
I hated
so bad.
I didn't like all the reaction shots.
The theme song was good. Theme song was good. Cartoon
was
bad.
Yeah. I remember that theme song. I think, wow, we got something here. And then it was
play that theme song.
20
That's
minutes
a good
of
one.
Suck.
It wasn't 20 minutes of suck.
Yeah,
you
it
had
was
Chim
too.
Chim and Spridle always sneaking into the trunk of the race car.
And even as a 6-year-old, I knew a race car couldn't go.
Loved the Mach 5.
A quarter mile ahead.
The Mach 5 was great.
The
a car that
Mach
could
5.
Do Mach 5. Think of that. I mean, that's just, that's unbelievable.
Great theme song.
This is a precursor to anime, by the way.
Yes, in that style.
Well,
here comes Speed Racer.
Listen to those Japanese singers.
He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone.
I don't think this is that great a theme song.
He's gaining on you, so you better
just wait. Wait till it really
he's
kicks
in. He's revving up the powerful Mach 5.
It's like a bunch of people on Happy Days singing.
Make your life's eraser machine improve. Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, go!
There you go. Great theme song. Oh, my God, it's still going.
Yeah, it's a 20-minute theme song.
And then get ready for 20 minutes of suck.
And then, now, his girlfriend, I didn't think was that hot. Trixie?
See, I kind of thought Trixie was all right.
You thought Trixie was hot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to throw some curves on her. She was built the same as Speed Racer. They had the same body. It's like they saved on animation by saying, ah, just throw a different face on the same body. We'll be fine. Anyway, I need to go back and look and see if there's any decent pictures of Trixie. I'll tweet them out just to help everyone out.
Oh, yeah. Trixie wasn't bad.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'm not remembering her correctly.
She had that 60s hairdo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Trixie. Okay. Chim Chim. He had a pet chimp. I love that part of it.
Chim Chim.
Well, there was a Speed Racer movie, and Christina Ricci played Trixie.
Really? Okay, well, this Trixie that I'm looking at here looks all right.
That's Trixie.
I don't know if this is fan art, though, that's given her more curves.
Oh, boy.
Just admit she was pretty good.
I don't remember her doing full nudity like this. Did she really do that?
No.
Okay, yeah, Trixie was pretty hot.
Okay.
So Trixie, I think, is hotter than
Velma.
Than Daphne and Velma.
Not Daphne,
not
but
Daphne.
Velma.
Daphne,
I think she is.
Greatest of all time.
Daphne is the hottest? What about Jessica Rabbit?
Or maybe Mrs. Flintstone, or not Wilma or Mrs. Jetson.
Betty, oh, Mrs. Jetson?
Yeah.
Jane?
Yeah.
Jane, his wife?
Yeah.
You thought she was hot?
Yeah.
Just because she had that snatched waist?
I'm sorry?
I didn't know where you were going with that.
What?
Just because she had that.
All right. There's a guy who's in trouble in, I think this is South Carolina, for sunbathing nude in his own backyard. Because neighbors say they can see through the fence line and the foliage and see this guy. Mm. And look at him. He's not your most desirable guy. He's looks like he's about...
like a bounty hunter.
280 pounds, and he's got a long, scraggly gray beard that he's braided. And he's out there sunbathing nude, and he says that he does most of his work around his house nude. I can't imagine
why?
Doing home improvement projects while nude and 300 pounds on top of a 6-foot ladder.
Sawing boards.
Yes. Would you ever be working a jigsaw with your pubes down there? You're working waist high with a jigsaw? No. But they say that this statute, he says that he ought to be protected because he's in the comfort of his own backyard. Like if a person can't go nude in their own property that God gave him when he was born.
He's got a point.
But he's got a fence that is 8 foot tall.
That's a high fence.
But there are other parts of it that are made of chain link and slats that you can kind of see through. So it sounds like a patchwork fence. That's a great name for a band. The interviewer from the news station there said, have you ever considered building a more solid fence over here so that no one can see you? He said, I consider everything under the sun at any time. Mm. But this right here is $12,000. I think people look over here at a beautiful buff bull of alpha male living a wonderful life from a car garage with a porch built on it. Well, that doesn't sound like
wow.
A big, beautiful life. A car garage with a porch built on it. That's what he lives in. And they see something they want to destroy, just like everybody else who sees beautiful people doing beautiful things with a beautiful life. That's his quote to the news organization. The big, heavyset guy who's clearing leaves off of his roof naked. with his dingus flopping around all over God's Earth. He's helicoptering it with the blower.
Bingo. Yeah, that's a bingo.
He does have a certain perspective, it sounds like, that we don't have, and part of his enjoying this beautiful life is to do all this stuff naked.
Yes, that's what nudists say, is that it will change your mindset to just be naked and natural in God's world. You are a creature of this world, and you don't have the artifice of clothing, which then subconsciously informs your mind that there's something to be shameful of.
Indeed.
And so you feel much more at home and one with the earth if you're nude. Would you ever try the nudist lifestyle just for one weekend? Like, not at a, you can't do it in the comfort of your backyard. I'm going to force you to go to a resort where other people are.
I don't think the world's ready for that.
Are also being nude. Well, have you seen the people that go to nudist resorts? They usually look like this guy.
Yeah.
The big, beautiful, buff alpha male.
No, I have no interest.
But don't you envy their freedom a little bit?
If it floats their boat, that's how they want to live. It doesn't offend me unless I have to look at it between the boards of my neighbor and his fence. It's patchwork.
Well, those nudist resorts, you know, they're always playing volleyball and, you know, using pogo sticks and stuff. They're always doing a bunch of stuff that you go, maybe not.
Don't do that.
Maybe not have that activity at the nudist resort.
They're always on a climbing wall.
Well, no, that's a detail George made up one time that really offended me.
Stretching to make a catch at first base.
All right, Gordo, thanks. That's the ODEC.